And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Thursday the 5th of March. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. And let's move on to the next slide. Finally, the FTSE 100, big resistance at 7,000. Lots of technical people saying a breakthrough leads us to 7,300, 7,350, 7,700, 8,000. But we can't get through this level.
No, I think the problem that, and I have the same problem with the FTSE as I am with Sterling. It should be doing better. But as you can all remember, in the beginning of 2000 to 2005, you had seven major stocks that were like 65% of the FTSE. Companies, Fresnillo, Cairn Energy, all commodity related. Well, as we see right now, we're still overly commodity related. I think we got one or two stocks, Afrin is one of them, Tullow Oil, are going out of the FTSE, okay? Back with stocks that will be the playboys, you know, the heroes of 2015, 2016, and 2017. So until we see a change in some of the bank shares and also commodity related, I do not see the move up in the FTSE until we get, again, demographically related stocks. For us OAPs, getting ready for our mobility scooters.
Okay, Bill Hubbard, financial legend. Let's take our first break. Hopefully waiting on the...